From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics this week include physicians ill-informed on drug testing, a study says. Congress scales back ban on student aid for drug offenders, and Virginia raising pot penalties will disproportionately impact young adults, a study says. For more information on these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation, please visit norml.org. First this week from Boston, Massachusetts, physicians ill-informed on drug testing, a study says. Pediatricians who order drug screens for their patients often possess only limited knowledge of how to administer the test and interpret its results, according to survey data published this month in the journal Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. 359 physicians participated in the survey, which was conducted by researchers at Harvard Medical School and Children's Hospital Boston. Among the respondents, 95% said that they had ordered urine drug screening for their patients. However, fewer than 25% of them reported that they administered the test in accordance with federal guidelines, and only 26% said that they performed confirmatory testing to weed out erroneous or false positive results. Additionally, few physicians were able to accurately respond to survey questions regarding marijuana detection and passive exposure to cannabis smoke, and less than 1% of respondents correctly identified the range of substances that could cause false positive test results. Quote, "Overall, our findings suggest that primary care physicians are not fully aware of the limitations on drug testing and do not use recommended procedures for collecting and validating urine drug test specimens," authors concluded. They continued, quote, "The primary care workforce is not prepared to provide guidance to schools, parents, or patients with questions regarding drug testing," close quote. A previous study published last year in the journal Pediatrics found that home drug testing kits sold online failed to provide adequate information regarding how to use the products properly and downplay the possibility of inaccurate results. The Harvard study appeared the same week that the Bush administration officials unveiled their 2006 anti-drug strategy, which calls for the increased use of random student drug testing in schools. The White House had previously called for a 150% increase in federal funding for student drug testing in 2005, and issued grants to 350 schools nationwide to pay for implementing drug testing programs. This spring, for the third consecutive year, the White House is sponsoring a series of regional summits to encourage middle and high school officials to enact random student drug testing in public schools. Next this week from Washington, D.C., Congress scales back ban on student aid for drug offenders. Congress approved budget legislation last week that includes provisions lifting the ban on federal aid to students who have a prior nonviolent drug conviction. The congressional ban, known as the Drug Offender Exclusionary Provision of the Higher Education Act, has denied federal financial aid to some 175,000 students since its enactment in 1998. Under the congressional amendment, students with past drug convictions will now be eligible to apply for federal financial aid. However, students who are convicted of a nonviolent drug offense, including minor marijuana possession, while in college, will continue to be stripped of their federal aid eligibility. Quote, "This partial reform by Congress is long overdue and is a step in the right direction," said Normal board member Chris Mulligan, campaign director for Coalition for Higher Education Act Reform, or CHEER. He continued, quote, "Nonviolent minor marijuana offenders should not be singled out and restricted from receiving college loans over a joint," close quote. Mulligan noted that the new report released by CHEER this week found that 35 states also deny educational funding because of drug convictions. Finally this week, from Washington, D.C., Virginia, raising pot penalties will disproportionately impact young adults, a study says. Raising state criminal penalties for possessing marijuana will have a disproportionate impact on Virginians under age 30 and would divert law enforcement resources from other priorities, according to a study released this week by Virginia Normal and the Normal Foundation. The report, entitled "An Argument Against Increasing the Maximum Penalty for Marijuana Possession in Virginia," was produced in response to proposed legislation, House Bill 737, that sought to raise marijuana possession penalties to 1 year in jail and a $2,500 fine. The House Courts of Justice Subcommittee on Criminal Law rejected the measure yesterday after having received copies of the report. Quote, "Research consistently reports that severe penalties do not effectively deter marijuana use," close quote, states the study, which notes that cannabis use on average is lower in Virginia than in states with more stringent penalties. The report further notes that over half of those arrested for marijuana possession in Virginia are under age 30, and one-third are under age 25. Quote, "Longer sentences for marijuana possession will send more young men to jail for longer periods of time, and this also means that these young men will spend longer periods of time in the company of more serious offenders," close quote, the study says. It continues, quote, "In conclusion, increasing the maximum penalty for marijuana possession in Virginia is unnecessary, too expensive, and counterproductive," close quote. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information on these stories and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. Stay tuned for Normal News every week here on this station and also on your iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein.